The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 3-3 in conference play and 4-5 overall. Northwestern visits Purdue on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's go straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Pat. It seems like when a Big Ten team plays one of the 5 top teams in the league, the first week they do okay, the second week it kind of hits them. Is there something to it, a cumulative effect of playing a 1-2 against, I mean, you had obviously played Ohio State very tough and then struggled last week against is there something to it?
Well, Bill, I think that's I think it's just it's a gauntlet to go through your conference schedule. You know, I think struggled is a little bit of a harsh word. We had the ball inside the 20 with momentum to start the fourth quarter, and you know, credit Wisconsin, but we really screwed it up. We had every opportunity to win that game. We just didn't make the plays on the stretch in the fourth quarter. So I think our group responded pretty well. And now I really want to see how we're going to respond this week, and if today's practice is any indication of it, I think they've responded well. But I think everybody goes in November beat up. Everybody goes in November with bumps and bruises mentally and physically, and it comes down to which team shows up emotionally, physically, mentally, and executes in November. This isn't a sexy time of the year, man. This is a grind it out, get it done, and obviously we're off to a slow start here, losing our last 2.
Okay. I mean, did you think you played better against Ohio State than you did Wisconsin?
I think they're 2 totally different teams. And I think both games we had an opportunity to win, and it's not to discredit either one of those teams. They made the plays down the stretch that we didn't make. And so I definitely think you're onto something from a standpoint of, I think when you get to November, you know, at a place like ours, if I sent you my injury report, you'd go, wow, you know, you got a lot of guys out, and that's not an excuse. It's just a reality. This is when your depth really gets tested, and the next guys have got to step up, and at some schools, I think they've got a few more bullets than maybe other schools, but you got to find a way just to get one more play and find a way to win, and if you do that, you end up finding your way to get in the postseason. If you don't, usually you end up on the short end.
Thanks, Pat.
That makes sense.
Yep, thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Christopher Heidelherb, FM Radio in Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Pat, how you doing?
Great, Chris. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Talk about this Purdue team. They're 3-6, but they're a dangerous 3-6 team. They were 3-3 before they had that coaches change. So what do you see on film?
Well, it jumps to me. I think David's playing outstanding at quarterback. You know, he gets the ball out of his hands. He makes really good decisions. He's got, Yancey on the outside is a home run hitter. Posey does a great job. He runs great routes. You know, and you look at Marshall, he's got 27 catches. They bring him in. I think they call it the Amtrak package. Mm-hmm. And their tight end, you know, Herdman's got, he's got 32 catches. So they're spreading it out. Their backs have been a little beat up. But up front, they're playing nasty. They're playing tough. It's fun to watch. And their backs are playing really hard and real physical. Defensively, you know, obviously changed schemes. They've had some guys a little banged up front, but that front 4 is playing really hard. The linebackers do and understand the system really well. And then they play a lot of man and challenge you with small windows. Kick game, very sound, very talented return men. Being a little creative in the punt game with formations and fakes. Being creative on their kickoff team with different kickoff spots. They're deep left, they're short right, they're deep right. They're doing a really good job. Been very impressed with how they're playing since the change, which could have turned the team into a negative. I think although the record isn't positive, I think they're playing very hard, winning all 3 games at halftime, playing with a lot of passion and emotion.
What are the 3 things that you like to see this weekend for you guys to turn this around after losing 2 straight?
Well, first of all, we need to show up with the right attitude and play the Wildcat way. We need to execute, and we need to finish. You know, the last 2 games we've been in the fourth quarter, and we haven't found a way to finish.
Well, good luck this week.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Go Cats.